This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Chinese electric vehicle manufacturer, BYD, has developed new fast-charging technology that can add 249 miles of range from a 5-minute charge. BYD plans to build charging infrastructure with more than 4,000 of the new fast electric vehicle chargers across China. The new fast-charging technology, called the Super E platform, is capable of charging at peak speeds of 1,000 kilowatts, double the rate of the fastest Tesla V4 superchargers, which peak at 500 kilowatts. The electric vehicle manufacturer BYD is closing the gap on Tesla, having sold 1.76 million cars last year, just behind Tesla's 1.79 million, with 90% of those sales in China, led by its hybrid vehicles. Scientists are urging people who live in South Central Alaska to begin preparing for a possible eruption of the Mount Spur volcano. Mount Spur is about 80 miles from Anchorage. Nearby towns include Beluga, Nikiski, Solomatov, Tyonek, and Susitna. The eruption would cause volcanic mudflows and pyroclastic flows, which are hot, high-speed flows of ash, volcanic rocks, and gas. The Alaska Volcano Observatory said the areas immediately surrounding the volcano would be affected by the pyroclastic flows. The volcanic mudflows would destroy natural features and wildlife, but pose very little risk to people because there are no communities in the area. Although people don't live in the immediate area surrounding Mount Spur, it is a tourist destination. Previous volcanic eruptions of Mount Spur in 1953 and 1992 were explosive, causing plumes of smoke and ash 30,000 to 47,000 feet high, with ash falling over a broad area and suspending air travel. The Montana Highway Patrol has suspended a Billings tow truck company from the MHP tow truck response rotation for overbilling. It's being called a landmark suspension. The Billings tow truck company was pulled from the Montana Highway Patrol's tow response list after overcharging a Bozeman hardware store thousands of dollars to have a truck towed from a crash scene. Anderson Towing was placed on a 6-month suspension for charging 2.5 to 3 times what is considered reasonable. The Tow Truck Resolution Complaint Committee suspended Anderson Towing for a charge from April 17th of last year, when Anderson Towing charged Kenyon Noble Lumber and Hardware $6,700 for a 4-mile tow after a crash in Bozeman. The Bozeman store filed a complaint that was elevated to the tow truck committee, which found the charge from the tow truck egregious enough to suspend Anderson Towing. The suspension means that when a stranded driver calls for a tow, Anderson won't be called upon to respond. The Montana Tow Truck Association says the review and suspension were necessary. The overcharge included fees of more than $2,500 for a hazmat response, despite the fact that fewer than 25 gallons of fuel spilled, the amount that usually triggers a hazmat response. In addition, Anderson charged $900 for a wrecker and $450 for a driver, totaling $1,350. The average cost for both is typically $270. Then there was a $500 charge for traffic control signs, cones, and warning lights, which were on the hazmat response truck, so there was a double billing. A lien processing fee of $100 was charged, even though the committee determined there was no need to start the lien process. And the 4-mile transport cost $110, when a typical tow would cost several dollars per mile. Anderson's suspension from the Highway Patrol rotation is in effect until April 30th, and while Anderson was removed from the Highway Patrol response list, Anderson is still in the Yellowstone County rotation. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.